to the $100 MBA Show, the podcast feed that gives you what you need with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. Today's episode is a guest teacher episode. In our guest teacher episodes, I bring on an expert to teach their area of expertise. Today's guest teacher is Nick Loper. Nick Loper is a chief side hustler over at SideHustleNation.com. And Nick will be teaching you the three fastest ways to earn job-free income. Nick is involved in a variety of projects. He is the ultimate side hustler, and he's been doing this for years. I've gotten to know Nick for some time now. He's a really nice guy, and he really knows his stuff when it comes to making money online. I can't wait for this one, guys, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. Grow your email list and increase your website traffic for free. This is a no-brainer, guys. We've been using SumoMe for over 2 years, and it's fantastic. It's one of the best website tools I've ever seen. It works on every single website, and it's a group of amazing apps to help you build your email list and get more people to your site. Check them out at sumome.com and sign up for their free forever plan. Again, that's sumome.com. So Nick Loper over at SideHustleNation.com experiments all the time with different ways of making money on the side. He's a big believer of working hard and pulling away from relying on a job as your only source of income. Nick does a whole bunch of things like affiliate marketing, Kindle publishing, peer-to-peer lending. He has gigs on Fiverr. He blogs, he podcasts. He has a very successful podcast called The Side Hustle Show. But today he's going to focus on three ways for you to be less reliant on your job for income. I'm going to let Nick take over now, but I'll be back to wrap this up. Take it away, Nick.
What's up? Nick Loper here from SideHustleNation.com. That first dollar you earn outside a traditional job is an empowering moment, and I think it's an addicting feeling. No longer is your income fixed in place. No longer are you 100% tied to your employer for your livelihood. So how do we get started? The first steps are always the hardest. Just ask a baby, right? There's some inertia to overcome. But once you're in motion, all of a sudden new worlds of opportunity and possibility open up to you. The businesses I'm about to share are not earth-shattering ideas, and they're not overly complex, and there's a reason for that. Simplicity breeds action, and action breeds results. If you're tired of sitting on the entrepreneurial sidelines, these are the three fastest ways to get in the game and earn your first job-free dollars. Ready? Let's get down to business. Number one, tap into the sharing economy. The sharing economy is a fancy phrase for the current renaissance of peer-to-peer commerce. If we rewind the clock 200 years, all commerce was peer-to-peer commerce, right? But then the giant corporations stepped in. Now, thanks to today's apps and marketplaces and platforms, buyers and sellers can connect easier than ever. In fact, you've probably already heard of the big three sharing economy platforms, and maybe you're already a user of these: Uber, Airbnb, and TaskRabbit. But there are literally hundreds of platforms out there for just about every asset and industry imaginable. Each one of these is an opportunity to put your buy button on there and begin making money. The basic premise of the sharing economy is this. We have underutilized assets in our lives. Our homes, our cars, our time, our skills, our expertise, and that there are other people out there who'd like to pay you for those. For example, if you love animals, you might consider a pet sitting side hustle on sites like Rover.com or DogVacay.com. If you were a straight A student, you might consider online tutoring on sites like Wiseant.com. And if you love to cook, you might consider hosting meals on sites like Feastly.com. The common theme here is that somebody else has already done 90% of the marketing work for you. They've built the platform and have developed an audience of buyers. It's a super fast way to get started that removes many of the traditional barriers to starting a business. Business number two is to buy low and sell high. This is the age-old business model that's used by every store on the planet and isn't going away anytime soon. Here's how it works. Find a product to buy and resell it for a profit. So where do you find products to buy? You can start on Craigslist, for example. I met a guy who earns a full-time income and supports a family of seven simply buying low and selling high on Craigslist. They've even got a free section where you can potentially acquire inventory for nothing. I met another guy who calls himself the flea market flipper. Every weekend, he scours the local flea market for, in his words, odd items to resell. He told me the story of buying a prosthetic leg for $30 and reselling it on eBay the next day for $1,000. It's buying low, selling high. I've even sourced products locally at Walmart, Home Depot, and Babies R Us. I use the Amazon seller app, which is free, to see what a particular clearance item is going for online on Amazon. And if it looks like I can double my money, I'm going to send that in to Amazon and have them fulfill the orders for me. The next stage is importing or wholesaling your own products, but it all falls under that buy low, sell high business model. It's one you can get started with very quickly and with whatever level of investment you're comfortable with. I've seen people do this not only with physical products, but also with cars, with real estate, and even with raw land. Number three is to sell a skill. I love freelancing as a side hustle because there's zero upfront costs, there's no products to build. And if you have a job today, or if you've ever had a job in the past, by definition, you have some skill that someone was willing to pay money for. Now, if you're the person who hates your day job and couldn't fathom doing that same skill as a side hustle, don't. Instead, look to your hobbies, look to what you know your friends and family are asking you for help with. Maybe that's writing or editing. Maybe that's a website or marketing help. Maybe that's something like graphic design. My wife is an engineer by day, but has turned her photography hobby into a healthy side hustle. She and her partner started small. They started priced very low. They actually landed their first several paying clients through a free ad on Craigslist. But since then, they've raised rates 15x and have built a quality portfolio and a nice word-of-mouth referral engine. And to be sure, there are big freelance marketplaces online like Upwork and Fiverr, but my favorite approach to landing freelance clients is a little bit different. My first marketing efforts are going to be to define who I help and then where I might find them. So one of my recent freelance side hustles has been nonfiction book editing for self-published authors. So where might I find those authors? Well, number one, in Facebook groups related to self-publishing, and number two, in online courses that teach self-publishing. So those two channels, and of course delivering quality work to the customers who found me through there, have provided a referral network that have pretty much kept me at capacity. So the questions to ask are, who do you serve, and what problems do you solve, and then where can you connect with those target customers? Another powerful way to get started down this path, if you're comfortable with it, is tapping into your own existing network. And I don't mean selling to your friends like an MLM. This is more of an awareness play. Like if people don't know you have some skill or service that you're offering, they can't refer you to their network when the need arises. Now you can do this through a Facebook post kind of announcing your service, but what might be more effective is a little more personal. And here's how to do it in a non-salesy way. So you can send a personal message or email to your friend or your LinkedIn connection. Say, hey, I was thinking about you and I've been meaning to catch up. Now, in your message, ask what's new in the life? What's going on in your world? Now, human nature is to reciprocate and ask you the same question back. And that's when you can say, well, actually, I'm starting to do some freelance web design work in my spare time. It's been a ton of fun so far. That plants the seed of awareness of what you do and who you serve. Now, the next time they have the need, or more likely someone in their network has a need, you're first in line for that referral introduction. Those are my top three fastest ways to begin earning job-free income. Number one, the sharing economy. Number two, buy low, sell high. And number three, sell a service. Remember, simplicity breeds action, and action breeds results. I want you to take action and feel that thrill of your first entrepreneurial dollar and watch as the ideas, the motivation, the energy start to spin and take on a life of their own. You can learn more about each of these ideas and dozens more at sidehustlenation.com/ideas. Hope to see you over there and hustle on.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Braintree. You remember the first dollar you made, now you want to grow to make your billionth dollar. Have you found the right payments partner to grow with you? Braintree lets you accept every way to pay, from PayPal to Apple Pay to even Bitcoin and everything in between. All it takes is one integration, and it doesn't matter what currency your customers are using, because Braintree lets you accept over 130 different currencies. To learn more about how your company can grow with Braintree, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Wow, what a great lesson by Nick Loper. Guys, check out Nick Loper's work over at SideHustleNation.com and make sure you check out his podcast, The Side Hustle Show. I got to say that personally, I really think Nick is a special type of entrepreneur because he's able to do many things well. He's also a very nice guy. He's very approachable. If you ever see him on a conference, he's very down to earth and he doesn't let his success go to his head. So I have a huge amount of respect for Nick Loper in that regard. Guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, guys, so you get all our episodes automatically. We got plenty of new, fresh lessons coming your way, and the best way to get them is by subscribing so they come to your device automatically. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. It's a great feeling when you learn that there are other ways to make money other than a paycheck. When you start making your first few dollars with some of the techniques that Nick shared with us today, it's a fulfilling feeling. And you can't help but think, what else can I do? What else can I build and offer to the world? Get excited about this because it's a great time to be able to be your own boss and build your own thing and offer it to the world. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.